believe you're the best thing going in your industry, then you got work to do up here. Why the hell wouldn't you be your own biggest fan? People who are confident attract people. If you're not your own biggest fan, why would anyone else want to hire you?
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Welcome to Contractor Fight TV. Today, we're gonna do a quick video on why your mindset is responsible for all of the success or all of the failure that you're having right now in your business. Let's go do this. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about why your success is mostly dependent on what happens between your ears here, all right? Now, it's been said that we have 70 to 90,000 thoughts that run through our frickin' brains every day. I mean, think about that for a minute. That's some crazy amount, right? Do the math on how many thoughts are running through your brain every minute, okay? But here's what's crazier than that. 90% of those thoughts are the same damn thoughts you had yesterday. 90% of the thoughts that I have in my head are the same thoughts that I had yesterday. We're the same with that. And about 90% of those same thoughts that we have every day are negative. They're not helpful. They're on autopilot. Guys, this is why it's so important to take control of what we allow into our brains, okay? See, we can control our thinking. We can control our reactions. And what we need to do is we need to take control of the default thinking that we're wired with. You wake up in the morning and however you view the world, boom, you're on autopilot. However you see a lead that comes into your business and you see it's in a certain town or zip code and automatically, subconsciously you go, oh great, another tire kicker. I never sell any jobs in that area. Guys, then you're sabotaging yourself, right? So listen, the average contractor is fighting a battle between their ears, and most of them don't even know they're fighting it. And that's why I want to spend some time today talking about how important it is to take control of what is up here. All right, so let's talk about this epidemic that we have in our society. Did you know that 92% of people do not reach their goals? So out of every 100 people that you know that sets a goal, only 8 of them are actually reaching that goal. That's pathetic. Well, listen, there's a few reasons for that. The first is we don't have any clarity. I'm blown away by how few people can actually answer the question, what do you really want? How much money do you want to make? What do you want your business to look like in the next couple of years? Whatever it might be. All right, guys, you've got to get clarity on where you want to go. In fact, I talk about this clarity word so much that my partners in the Contractor Sales Academy, where we teach our Shin Fu, all right, they make fun of me because my answer to most of the problems that we have in our business, it's usually my answer is coming back to going, well, are we really clear on what we want? And they're like, fuck you, Tom. All right, so listen, guys, take the time to get clear. Do the uncomfortable work. Go sit down with a notepad. Get away. Turn your phone off. What do you really want in your business? How many days of work do you want to do a year? That's right, I said a year. How many days a year do you want to work? That would mean you flip it. How many days am I going to take off? How many people do you want working in your business? How much profit do you want in your business? What do you want to pay yourself? What do you need to pay yourself? What do you want to pay yourself? And then what do you want left over on the net profit side in the bank every year? Guys, this is the clarity that I'm talking about. Or how about getting clear on who your ideal client is? Who will you work with and who will you not work with? Because when somebody hires you to do a project, you are partnering with them. You're not their slave, all right? You're not the hired help. You're fucking professional. All right? You know what the hell you're doing. So you get to choose who you want to work with and who you don't want to work with, and what you want to charge and what you're not going to charge. You set the terms, and you can only do that when you have absolute clarity. The next reason that people don't reach their goals is they have the wrong habits. They have the wrong habits, all right? You got to ask yourself right now, what are the things that you just automatically do? What are your responses to things? Because you wake up in the morning, you walk in the bathroom, you take a leak, you brush your teeth, you grab a cup of coffee, you walk out the door, and you show up at the job site, and then you're pulling shit out of your ass all day. All right, that's a habit. See, your habits are a preview of your future. So, guys, this is where the game changes for you. When you can dial in the right habits, you get clear on what you want to do, and then you simply say, all right, what are the daily activities? What are the daily tasks? What are the couple things? And there's not a lot of things. That's what's cool about this. When you really get clear on what you want, and then you reverse engineer it, you basically say, man, there's really only 2-3 things a day habitually that I got to make sure that I'm taking control of so that I can get where I want to get to. So let me call a quick timeout here, real quick, and I want to tell you behind the scenes of the contractor fight here right now. Timeout. All right, so we're talking about clarity here and really identifying what the things are in your business that need to get the most attention from you. And what I mean by that is, ideally, at least 80% of your time should be spent doing the things that are going to get you crazy results for your business. So I said I'd just bring you behind the scenes of the contractor fight here. I'm going to share a couple things with you just as an example here of the things that I need to do in my business each and every day, each and every week, in order to make sure that I'm reaching my goals. See, and I carry with me, I have my daily thing here, okay? My daily attack plan. And I start this by talking about things, I handwrite this stuff, guys, nothing fancy on here, but I'm grateful for, things I'm grateful for, I want my head to get right, all right? Then I have an I am section, like, you know, I'm happy, I'm a focused professional, and some other things here that are personal to me. But these are things, messages that I'm intentionally putting into my brain every day. Then I have my quarterly goals. I write them down every morning. And then I say, what are my weekly crucial results? All right, so this week in particular, my three are this. I gotta finish a new Fight Club outline for a new Fight Club program that we're starting. It's a group coaching program that's gonna freaking be amazing, all right? But I gotta finish that outline with my team this week. The second thing for my health is this week is no fried food. Right, I gotta avoid the fried food. And then the third thing is me and my team need to post 2 YouTube videos this week. That's crucial. That is a crucial action. And then I break it down. Okay, well, what has to happen today in order to achieve those things? All right, I gotta finalize the price point and the scope of that new coaching program with Neil. I need to make sure I drink a gallon of water today. And the third thing is I need to shoot a video with Dakota. And that's actually the video we're shooting right now, and he's behind the camera. All right, then I have 4 areas of my life. And I'm just gonna focus on the business one here for you guys. All right, what do I need to do today to help me achieve my ultimate massive world domination goal for the contractor fight? And today, I gotta do at least 3 social media posts. And right now it is 10:17 a.m. my time as I'm recording this, and I've already done 4 of them, okay? And then I got a 5-day video challenge I'm doing from my coach, Sean Whalen, and I actually just recorded that video and posted it before this. So guys, you have to take the time to identify what are the things that you do on a daily basis in your business that always lead to results. And so for me, with the common thing you see here, number one is I gotta get my head right. Number two, business-wise, it's create content. I'm a coach for the home improvement industry. I'm a coach for contractors. I speak, I keynote, I do workshops, I do trainings, I do one-on-ones, I do group coaching, I have a team, all this other stuff, sales training, all these other things that we do. But the one thing that drives that is me producing content that educates, that helps. In fact, there are so many people that if they want to spend hundreds of hours going through our hundreds of videos and podcasts and all these other things and social media posts that we've created over the past several years, all right, everything's there. My coaching, though, when people write us a check, it's because they want to move faster. They don't want to filter through all that. They want that individual care and all this other stuff. So think about your business. Right now, what are the things that you do in your business that when you do them, they always lead to money? They always lead to the success that you want. That's the crap that needs to go on your sheet or whatever your thing is that you use that helps drive you forward. So guys, this all comes back to clarity. What do you want? I know what my ultimate goal is. I know what my quarterly goals are, and my weekly plan supports the quarterly, and the daily supports the weekly. And hopefully that makes sense and helps you guys get some clarity around what you really want and how to get there.
Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want, all right, and we're check to check and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself, and now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm gonna keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. TheContractorFight.com/100K.
All right, so we talked about you have to have clarity. You got to have the right habits. And the next thing, one of the biggest reasons that people don't reach their goals is they don't have a strong support system of people, of other FWs, fucking winners, that are in their life that will help them. And I don't mean enable them, I mean push them, call them on their BS, support them. Guys, when you hang around the right people, your thinking elevates. I'll never forget many years ago when I thought $500 was a lot of money. And then I started hanging around people that would say things like, well, it's only 30 grand. It's only 10 grand. Yeah, let's just, you know, we'll write a check for 100 grand. Guys, and at first I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of money. I don't know if I can handle it. I wasn't consciously saying that. But over time, they rub off. And they rub off a little more. And they rub off a little more. And the next thing you know, $500 ain't a lot of money. And $1,000 ain't a lot of money. And I'm just using the money example here, guys. It's applicable to your health, anything. Hang around with people that are gonna cause you to step up your game, and you're gonna be more likely to hit your damn goals. All right, the next thing I'm gonna ask you, well, screw that, I ain't asking you nothing. The next thing I'm telling you to focus on is making sure that you are increasing your confidence. If you want your business to be more successful, then you gotta believe you're the baddest ass motherfucker in your industry. If you don't believe you're the best thing going in your industry, then you got work to do up here. Why the hell wouldn't you be your own biggest fan? Seriously. If you're not your own biggest fan, why would anyone else want to hire you? People who are confident attract people. People want to be around people that exude a confidence and have some charisma and have just a clear direction of where they're going, and they know what to do and they're not second guessing themselves. Part of the reason that you might not have the success that you want in your business right now is because your confidence is in the dirt. And part of the reason your confidence is in the dirt is you haven't intentionally taken control of these four things that I'm going to tell you right now. And the first is this: you got to take care of the machine. You don't have to look like a bodybuilder. You don't have to have 4% body fat, but you should move your body every day. Try to minimize the amount of shit you put in it for fuel. Get some sleep and things like that. Take care of the machine. I promise you right now, if you go bang out, you pause this video right now, you bang out 20 push-ups right now. I don't care if it takes you 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or an hour. All right? Doesn't matter where your shape is. You bang out 20 push-ups today, and then later on today, you go for a 10-minute walk around the block. I promise you, you're going to stand a little taller. And tomorrow, you're going to feel a little soreness. And that soreness is going to be good because it's going to remind you that you're a bad motherfucker. All right? And you keep compounding on that each and every day, and your confidence grows. You want this to be as strong as it can and your business to be as strong as it can, you got to take care of the machine. Second thing you got to do is you have to make sure, and I've touched on this before, you got to make sure you're with the right tribe. Yes, you got to believe in you. You got to put the right messages in your brain that become beliefs, that become actions, that become your results that we've talked about here in the Fight Forever. But it's a whole lot easier to have confidence when you know somebody's got your back, you know somebody else believes in you. So if you're hanging around with people that don't believe in you, that aren't calling you higher and things like that, push those people aside and move the fuck on. All right, third thing, you must overdose on discomfort. If you want your confidence to grow, do something today that's a little harder than what you did yesterday. So if I did 20 push-ups today, I'm going to do 21 tomorrow. And then I'm going to do 22 the next day. Getting out of your comfort zone, ODing on discomfort, doesn't mean that you go from 20 to 100 in a day. Or if you're making 5 sales calls a day, picking up the phone and prospecting, doesn't mean you go to 50 tomorrow. All right? That overwhelms most people. Overdosing, I'm saying consistently just be a person who looks for the hard way. Back to our bodies, right? Muscles grow when they're uncomfortable, when they're put under stress. And we are no different in other areas of our life and our business. Do the uncomfortable things. For instance, the sales process. We teach a process that ensures that you never waste your time with a tire kicker ever again, that you're not chasing unicorns. And the reason and the way we do that is we teach people how to truly pre-qualify people on the phone before they ever set foot out there, before you drive your ass out there and all this other stuff. And it takes a willingness to get uncomfortable. It takes a willingness to role play and practice and put the work in and be uncomfortable. But check this shit out, the people that actually embrace it and they overdose on that discomfort, they go from making 70 grand a year to 170 in 12 months. They go from making 65, 70 a year in 2015 to, in 2018, paying themselves $400,000. And I could go on and on and on and on with story after story, and the common denominator is they chose to get uncomfortable. All right, the final way that you're going to intentionally increase your confidence right now is keep promises to yourself. Now, I don't know where this first came from. I got it from Ed Mylett, and you go check out his podcast. Dude's a freaking winner, man. I'm telling you right now, love the dude, but that's where I first heard it. And it makes so much sense. If I promise you that I'm going to pick you up at the airport at 4 a.m. tomorrow or 5 a.m. tomorrow, I'm gonna be there. Why? Because I made you a promise. If I tell myself that I'm gonna get up at 4 a.m. and go run or go to the gym, I'm more likely to blow that promise off. Okay? Just the way we are. Try to protect ourselves, you know, we don't love ourselves as much. There's all these other reasons. But guys, here's the bottom line. When you make a promise to yourself, keep it. So what does that look like? Health. Hey, I'm going to drink a gallon of water today. Then fucking drink a gallon of water. I'm going to do what I call my daily 300. That's 100 kettlebell swings, 100 push-ups, and 100 squats. I'm going to do it. And I don't care if it takes me all day. I don't care if I bang it out in 5 minutes. I'm going to do it. And guys, each time that you break that promise to yourself, your confidence takes a ding. It's like taking a sledgehammer into the wall. Think about your business. I'm going to have a weekly operations meeting with my company. We're going to talk about the progress of our jobs. We're going to job cost. And then guess what? You had the meeting 1 week. You kind of had it the second week, and then you blew it off. And now subconsciously and in your heart, your confidence is taking a dive. But the cool thing, everybody, is this, is when you fulfill those promises to yourself, your confidence grows, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, and you teach yourself over time that you can be trusted. You want your confidence to grow, take care of the machine, overdose on discomfort, hang around the right people, and keep the promises that you make to yourself, and you're gonna see your confidence grow. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Like I said at the top, just about every bit of your success or failure starts here, and it starts with a choice. Success is a choice, and it's your choice. It has nothing to do with your lowball competitors, your illegal competitors, your unlicensed competitors, the fact that, you know, somebody doesn't want to spend that much money paying for your service, or whatever it is. Success is your choice. And until you get to that through your head, you are just a fucking victim. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to be anybody's victim. I am not a victim. I'm in control of my success. And when I don't succeed, I look in the mirror, I own my crap, and I fix that shit. I come up with a plan, and I work the plan. And I'm asking you to do the same thing. Choose right now today that you are going to do what it takes, think the way you need to think in order to have the success that I know that you want to have as you fight the fight. Listen, you guys rock. Here's my ask to you today. If you haven't yet subscribed to this channel, hit the subscribe button. And the second thing I'll ask you to do is share this video on social media. Share this with another contractor. Help us get this message out, because check this out. As you get better, and another contractor gets better, and another contractor gets better, what do they say? Rising tide lifts all ships. Well, listen, let's lift one another up. Let's share this with as many people as we can, so we can continue to bring respect and dignity back to the trades.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.